What we're going to do is we're going to go back to item number 8. And I know that there's...
Seven.
No, I'm sorry. Item number 7. Yes, I did circle 7. Yes. We're going to item number 7. And I appreciate all of the additional legwork that people did. And let's, Madam Clerk, let's read this back into the record so that anybody watching or listening on a Squawk Box knows what we're going back into.
Okay. So let me to read the amendment number 1.
Let's read the item
number
7, yeah.
Item number 7 from the County Executive requesting authorization to delay the transition of the County Correctional Facility South to an appointed superintendent until at least 4 months after legal clarity is secured.
Okay, thank you. And then, Madam Clerk, could you read the amendment, please?
Amendment number 1, amend the proposed as follows. Be it resolved, that Milwaukee County hereby clarifies its intent in the event the litigation is terminated in a manner that allows the transition to occur to transition control of CCFS from the Office of the Sheriff to an appointed superintendent by July 31st, 2013.
I'm going to go ahead and jump first. Supervisor Weishaupt, this was your initiative. Did you want to speak first on this one?
Just that... point out once again that I understand that there are some complicating factors in this transition because of the sheriff's frivolous lawsuit that he's filed, and that I think it is warranted that we do extend the timeline from April 1st, but sticking with our desire to see this transition occur, that we allow a few more months and change the date to July 31st, 2013.
Okay. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Despite my previous comments, I'm not going to oppose this measure. I think that we always possess the ability to take corrective action based on evolving circumstances, and this is, in some sense, splitting hairs. So I will vote in favor.
Okay. Ms. Colbert.
Just one more comment. The reason we are hesitant about the July 31st date is because although we anticipate resolution in April, it may not happen, and we would have to come in front of you again. So we are willing to compromise on a three month after circuit court decision, because we started work on this basically immediately after the county board passed their policy. So we do feel like we've made some headway towards implementation, so we think 3 months would be enough after we have a circuit court decision.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of amendment number 1.
Okay, before we get into that, we do have a speaker from our audience, Ms. Kit McNally. Ms. McNally, if you could join us, and you can stay up there because you're going to speak on the next amendment too, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair and supervisors.
Welcome.
I want to speak very much in favor of both of these amendments, but speaking directly to this one, it was the intent of the sponsor of this legislation initially that it start on January 1st. Some of us from the community felt that really was pushing it too much and were perfectly all right with the move to April 1st. However, when it's the indeterminate, after all litigation, if the sheriff appeals, things could be moving forward even while that appeal's going on. It is really a serious, serious situation for the men and women who are incarcerated at the South facility. As soon as possible, we need to move on this change. And I am very grateful the county executive has hired a new interim superintendent. From everything I've heard, he has great credentials and really looks at community corrections much as those of us from the community who really fought hard for this change. So I really urge you to support this change and at least aim for the July 31st date. And, as has been explained, if there are legal issues that delay it, then obviously it will be delayed.
Very good. Okay. Thank you. Other comments? So we have a motion for approval on item or amendment number 1. And so, Madam Clerk, let's call a roll on that.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Weishon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
3 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to amend is approved.
Okay, Madam Clerk, could I ask you to read amendment number 2, please?
Amendment number 2, amend the resolution by adding the following be it further resolved clause. Be it further resolved that the Office of the Sheriff will immediately grant the County Executive, Interim Superintendent, and any appropriate county official he designates access to the County Correctional Facility South House of Correction and all CCFS records, including but not limited to classification and personnel records, in order to enable a smooth and secure transition of the facility.
Okay. Let me look first to Supervisor Weishon, who's the maker of this. Anything that you'd like to add?
Just that I think it shows our willingness as a board to work with the county executive and all the advocacy groups to try and make this transition a success.
Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chairman, in spite of the anticipated constitutional arguments that will be brought forth by the tech-supported lawyer hired by the sheriff, I will support this.
Do you need a motion to approve by that?
Yeah.
I believe so. It's already.
Actually, yeah.
Sure. Okay, move approval item, amendment number 3.
Okay, so Supervisor Weishon is making the motion for approval of amendment number 2. Supervisor Schmidt and I, yes.
Oh, thank you. I just think the litigation and Supervisor Broderick to just mention this about the, I think we need to move. I'm going to vote for this. We all should vote for it. Do we, you know, the board has passed, whether we agree with everything or not, or timelines, et cetera. I think it'll take a lot longer. Everybody's presuming here. I remember looking at the last couple months. We got all the different designations on what needs to be done for the two offices to cooperate. And we're talking about access even. I mean, we got a long way to go, unfortunately, and that's a major reason I just don't think it's realistic to set dates, particularly we don't have any clarity here. Whether we get access or not, I kind of doubt that the sheriff's going to go along to cooperate this. That's a reason why, you know, I don't think July. Certainly January wasn't realistic, to say the least. April wasn't realistic, even without a suit. Now with the suit, I just think that, and everybody wants to do this tomorrow, and I appreciate advocates in every single area. We need them desperately. People with passions are wonderful to have, but I just think realism sometimes dictates that, you know, even though this has been wanting to go for a long time, this is not going to happen. I mean, we're passing these month-to-month things the last couple months. There are so many issues, and you know, I don't have to tell any of the advocates or anyone who knows these situations how many things have to be done. I think we need to look at so many other in this internal area. So fine, let's pass it. Let's feel good about it, but I don't have much confidence in it, I'm sorry to say. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Colton, anything that you'd like to add from the county executive office?
I'm not.
Okay. Ms. McNally.
On the issue of access, from the community perspective, we are really kind of baffled at how the sheriff can deny access to what is really a public facility. It's held in the public trust. And we rely on you supervisors and the county executives to provide some oversight on what happens to people who are within institutions like this. It is just sort of amazing that one person can say no one can have access to anything. And you as a governmental body, whether you look at your role as purely oversight, we look at you as having oversight of this facility and taking some responsibility for the individuals who are locked up within it. And that means allowing access to records and important data about what's happening. So I really hope that you will go on record for this. I understand that the sheriff may still deny it, but I believe a process needs to start to open access.
Thank you. Inspector Schmidt, please.
Mr. Chair, I just want a clarification to make sure I understand the resolution correctly, since I'm here representing the sheriff. Is this a recommendation or is this an order?
It's a recommendation. We can't order.
No.
from what I'm hearing, and at Corp Counsel, I believe it's a recommendation versus an order.
Well, frankly, Mr. Chairman, I read it the other way. I believe that you control this facility. It is a house of correction, and I mean, the sheriff can ignore your request, I guess I would call it a request or directive, and then apropos of the earlier question about whether this is an issue in the current lawsuit, it isn't, but it sounds like it might be about to be.
Okay, Ms. Walker, did you want to comment? So if I've heard Corporation Counsel correctly, this is an order versus a recommendation. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, I agree with what Deputy Corp Counsel Grady said about the way that we interpret what the resolution has been written to indicate, but I also agree that, you know, given Inspector Schmidt's standing up wanting to get clarification, that we will likely have to take this a legal route. So having this on record, as you know, in regard to this committee's intent, will be helpful to the extent that we have to take the legal route.
Inspector?
Mr. Chairman, obviously this is opening up for more litigious issues. The constitutional authority of the sheriff is apparently being overlooked at this point, which obviously is going to be a significant issue for us. I'll stand on record as saying, with due respect to the board, you cannot order the sheriff to do this. It's an untenable position legally. So with that, we'll leave it to the board.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chair, I would remind all parties involved that this is county-owned property and that we are in Milwaukee County, not Maricopa County.
Okay. Anybody else? So we have the amendment number 2 in front of us, Madam Clerk, correct?
Yes.
Seen, and then there's Supervisor Weishon made the motion for approval. So on amendment item number 2, Madam Clerk, please call a roll.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion to amend amendment number 2 is approved.
So as amended, Supervisor Weishon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I'd like to move approval of the item as amended. And, you know, I think it's extremely disappointing for the taxpayers of Milwaukee County that we have to go through this and even spend the committee's time on this. The sheriff, you know, it's disappointing that he's not here to discuss this. You would think with a television camera he might show up. But he had, like, 3 hours to substitute for a right-wing, you know, talk show host yesterday, but he doesn't have time to come here and do the people's business and explain to people about what the situation is. And I just think it's totally inappropriate, his actions on this. And I think when the dollar values are all tallied up at the end, maybe he should reimburse Milwaukee County for these frivolous lawsuits and all these things, because you know, for a person who claims he's all interested in being efficient and effective and all those kind of things, he has cost the taxpayers of Milwaukee County millions of dollars, both in personnel costs and in other litigation. And I just want to dispel one myth that is constantly put out there, that somehow he cleaned up the House of Correction. He hasn't. And you can talk to multiple different people that are out there. The reason that the county board is stepping in is because the sheriff, though he may, you know, come in on budget, he runs a facility. It is a disaster. And it is not serving the purpose that the citizens of Milwaukee County intended. We're not running a maximum security prison. This is supposed to be a minimum security facility, returning people to our community, people who have been sentenced to a year or less. So I just think that it's disgraceful that we have a sheriff who doesn't think of the taxpayers or the citizens first. Thank you.
It's up to you, Inspector.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I've let this go too many times, so I'm going to speak up. And I'll try to be quick and brief. 2008 National Institute of Corrections report did define the House of Correction exactly as was just stated publicly in 2008. In 2009 and henceforth, the National Institute of Corrections has listed what the sheriff did as miraculous. It's an impressive turnaround. And the idea and the insulting comment that it is not being run efficiently and effectively is an horrific injustice to what's been accomplished. I'll further state that when we took over the House of Correction in 2009, there was a $5 million deficit in 2008. The sheriff saved this county, the taxpayers of Milwaukee County, multiple millions of dollars, not just at the House of Correction and in the transfer, but throughout his tenure. There's been millions of dollars saved by this administration under the leadership of Sheriff Clark. That's a fact. It's not rhetoric. It's a fact. So for this to be stated and for the not to get checked is an injustice to what has been accomplished by the sheriff. So I will not let it stand. There's no data to back up that comment. We have data. We have proof. We have reports. We have outside entities that has stated what this sheriff's office has done under the leadership of Sheriff Clark. Thank you.
Well, all right. Supervisor, I don't want to get into... Supervisor, I'll give you this privilege.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One, the county board does not run the House of Correction and hasn't. The administration... the last superintendent was hired and reported to our now illustrious governor, Scott Walker. So if you have a problem with the way the House of Correction was run in the past, you need to call up the current governor. It is not Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. In fact, we fought constantly with the now current governor to put in the right management and put in the right programming and to do things appropriate. So to try and think that this is somehow a fight between the sheriff and the county board is totally inappropriate. The day-to-day management of the House of Correction was the responsibility of then County Executive Scott Walker, not the county board. We get in when you guys screw everything up. And maybe if the sheriff spent a little less time being a talk show personality and spent more time being a sheriff for the people of Milwaukee County, we would have some accommodation. But as he said yesterday, it's not his job to get along with people. And that's unfortunate because it costs taxpayers millions of dollars.
Okay. I think that we've had enough dialogue. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, as amended, Madam Clerk, item number 7, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Weishan?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
3 ayes, 2 noes. The item is approved as amended.
Thank you. Okay. Madam Clerk, we're going to go to item 13 now, please.